I give him a lot of credit for taking advantage of the opportunities. I mean, that's one thing we didn't do today. I mean, you play a quarterback like that, you can't make mistakes. You can't be an inch off, because he'll take advantage.
Kemp had it tremendously frustrating. I mean, I don't think he got his jersey dirty.
Well, I don't know either, but, you know, I never really pay attention to pass rush or anything, but I just know he was hitting everything on the money. You know, I got to give him a lot of credit coming into an environment like this and getting the win.
What's it like to go against a guy who has that kind of control, is so in command on the field?
Well, I think what really hurt us, you know, is he just makes good throws. I mean, the running game was a little effective. I mean, they were getting too many yards on first down, and then you get Peyton Manning third and short, you know, he eats you up.
Champ, as good as you guys have played all year, it kind of discouraging to have a game like this against a guy like that, as good as he is?
No, it's not discouraging at all. I'll tell you one thing, we can go look at this film. We'll fix our mistakes. Every time they scored a touchdown, we knew what the problem was right away. And I think that's a start of getting better and improving and growing from this loss.
What is the biggest thing you'd have to do against him next time?
Well, I just think you just got to not make mental mistakes, you know, play with better technique, tackle better. Miss too many tackles. There's all kind of stuff like that.
As usual, they didn't go to your side
very
often.
Plays better against you guys than anybody else.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I've seen them put up incredible numbers all year. So, I mean, I don't think it's just us.
Was it frustrating on that last drive? That there's not really one to play. That you just kind of nickel and dime all the way down the field, and that's what you.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't need to score a touchdown, and you know, usually they try to get the big play when they want to score a touchdown. But, you know, he knew what he needed. He's a guy, you know, he's very aware of what's going on out there. And, you know, you just got to give him credit for, you know, staying poised and keeping his team moving.
You say anything to Darrington? I mean, you know, you've kind of seen that happen before with Rock. I think kind of picking
up. No, it's night and day from that year. It is not the same. I mean, Darren played well. He played great. I mean, it's just one of those things. You play a guy like Peyton Manning, it's, I mean, what? I mean, if the guy's going to put it on the money, I mean, what can you do, really?
It just seemed like they picked on him a little bit. I mean, they're not going to go your way, I guess.
Well, I mean, God, I mean, the guy run 20-yard routes and he come back to 10. You'd think, you know, the ball would be gone before then. But it's not, and that's hard. That's hard on the outside. I mean, it's tough.
It seems like they have your guys' number similar to, like, you guys have New England's number. What is it? What's the?
I don't know. Number? No number? Every week is a different week. You got a chance to win before you kick that ball off, so I don't think it's about them having our number. I mean, we beat them in the preseason before. It's not about that.
See, Darren, as you know, like, isn't bashful about talking to the media. You know, didn't talk after this game. He was kind of, you could tell he was upset. And maybe he might have blamed himself.
Well, I mean, I would be hard on myself as well. I mean, that's just me. I mean, I don't like to lose. I take a lot of credit for this loss, too. I mean, it's a team effort. I mean, he didn't have to feel down about anything. I mean, the guy's a great player. He'll come back next week and play great, so I'm not even worried about it.
Have you ever gone up against a quarterback who was as sharp as Peyton was today?
Nah, probably not. No.
I mean,
for as well as we play, no. No.
Is it almost indefensible? I mean, because he's putting in almost perfect passes. I mean, the coverage is there.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think as a group, we just need to figure out what the problem is, because we're better than what, you know, the stats are going to say. I know that. We just got to go out there and play better. And don't put ourselves in bad positions.
How much tougher is it to cover the receivers when you've got a die running like he was today, and did he pretty much take the torch over for Edgerton?
There's a lot of good receivers in this league, and, you know, when you got a quarterback like that, he'll make you twice as good as you really are. So, I mean, it'll seem like these guys are just killing us, but it's that guy behind the center. I mean, that guy's a good quarterback, and if you got a guy that can throw like that, you got problems.